Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the fourth chapter of the book of Hebrews, we read, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who in every respect has been tested as we are, yet without sin." You know, in Jesus' day, the Hebrew people were looking for a Messiah who would be a conquering hero, not, frankly, a suffering servant. However, for those of us who believe, having a high priest who knows our pain, who understands the challenges of our lives, and who can empathize with the burdens we carry is indeed a saving grace. Jesus is a savior because he understands our plight. Jesus knows brokenness. Jesus is familiar with temptation. Jesus can sympathize with those of us who live in fear and are afraid of death. See, because our high priest and judge understands our lives, we should have no hesitation in approaching his throne, as Scripture says. Grace resides in the presence of Jesus because Jesus knows what it's like to have to live in a sinful and broken world. See, if Jesus didn't understand us, then that would be cause for great fear and trepidation, I think. But Jesus knows what it's like to be disappointed by followers and friends. Jesus knows what it's like to be wrongly accused and unfairly convicted. Jesus knows what it's like to have God remain silent in a moment of great trial. Jesus lived and died in our world, and he chose to return to us out of love, love for God and love for us. In trusting in such faithfulness, how can we not approach Jesus' throne of grace with some degree of boldness, as Scripture suggests? Jesus is a sympathetic priest who is ready to forgive us before we're even aware of our need of pardon. Let's pray about that amazing gift. Lord God, knowing the thoughts that run through our minds and the actions of our lives, we don't think we could bear standing in your presence. We do not possess boldness when it comes to our relationship with you. We feel hesitant, frankly, not believing ourselves worthy of relationship with you, and yet Scripture urges us to trust in your grace. You, who called Judas a friend and forgave Peter his denial and returned to the disciples who deserted you, will likely be just as gracious and forgiving of us. And for that, we give thanks and praise in your name. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan, and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful day.